Hello, people and creatures shaped like people. This is Bacon Dude, and this is episode 24 of the Bacon Mega Show. Somehow I forgot how to count, and now we're a show episode number off. And I even had to stop and restart a couple of times to realize I just skipped a whole number. And what's wild about it was the recording was in the right number. I just made the album artwork, and apparently I skipped a number. And so my latest album artwork for this show also is now called episode 24. So somewhere between 21 and 23, there is a lost episode that exists somewhere, but not right now. So, hey, let's just call this episode 22 and 24 at the same time, and that should equalize everything. Right? Okay. Right. So once again, this is a audio blog sort of related to music in the sense of me just kind of putting my thoughts verbally out there in the wilderness to track my progress as a lo-fi artist creator, to share a little bit of insight as just an introverted guy trying to make sense of the world in the best way possible. With all that being said, I am choosing to chronicle my journeys in learning how to produce and to be a better overall digital artist and said whatever out of words. This is a one take. So with all that being said, this may not be a episode or a show or really anything interesting unless you just happen to want to hear the ramblings of someone with a different perspective on life. I can't say I have the best advice. I can't say I have the best ideas. I can't say I have the most exciting life, but I can say that I'm in a situation where it is time to at least share insight, provide insight, and just make content. Maybe that's what it boils down to, is just making content. So one quick update. The intro that you have heard was the intro to my new song that will be released on the 5th of April, which is called Glass Rose. And for level setting, today is the 23rd. This is a Saturday morning for me, almost noon. So that just kind of puts you in a good spot here. So March 23rd, noon, Bacon Mega Show, blog, worst music podcast in the universe. And it seems to be living up to the brand right now. So, hey, that's a win. So, Glass Rose is a kind of like a sleepy lo-fi. Well, you've heard it. But that's my first official, true, try to stay in the lane of a genre type lo-fi. But there's so much to know and talk about and learn. So I guess I'll start with more or less Blue Sky and Glass Rose, which was my previous release that is now active now. Both of these are kind of in more of that familiar genre of these chill lo-fi beats. And there is a little bit of reasoning, some reasoning, some not reasoning. The biggest thing is that I understand a little more about my audience now. I've had the chance to communicate with someone, and they have been truly insightful with how to sonically represent some of these tones and how they can also, in a way, have a therapeutic effect for certain people. And once you talk to someone that really uses music or sounds in a way that truly is on a deep therapy level, you start to think a little more about your audience. So I guess as I create now that I'm past the feelings of making myself feel good, I'm in the hybrid mode now where it's not just me making stuff that I like, but also making creations that do cater to an audience. And so it'll take me some time to dial in my brand and my style. That's going to be a given for anything that you do. But I do now actively ask myself questions is, what does this do emotionally? How does this effect go here? How does this sound go here? How does this instrument lay in the mix to create a certain atmosphere? And this has probably been an age-old question for audio engineers, producers, since humanity has been around. Even before we had these digital devices, I'm pretty sure cathedrals are a perfect example. Any places that have reverence but also acoustic value probably have a very, very high ability to affect humans on a fundamental level in a positive way. And while I do not have all the research to fully grasp all these concepts, the concept of music, mental health, music, well-being, spiritual being, and who knows how deep this can go has been around for a very, very long time. And so this random guy in his random little mini studio office in the corner of his house has decided that he's going to try to attempt to mimic that in the various lightest, smallest fraction possible, but still impact someone who decides to listen. And with the millions and millions and millions of people out there making music and content and all these creations, some can have dark personalities, some can have bright personalities, some can be super bubbly, some people can just be true machines and just churn out content to make that top dollar. And then you have the hobbyist, and I'll probably consider more of myself like a hobbyist producer, and I'm not really truly a quote-unquote anywhere near professional producer. But to think of all these factors and think of all these things and how do you fit in the world, you hit a saturation point and you realize you can't really focus on the whole world, but you can do something which is build your own world. You can observe what you interact with. You can also mind your interactions with people. You can also think of just how you yourself function in your space. And once you kind of, I guess, in a way, establish what your own world is, then you can grow and expand from there. And I do talk about that a lot. I do talk about the introspection. I do talk about the soul searching because that is what I'm doing. This is a reboot of my life and in a good way, not a bad way. This is a realization that I have to live life differently and live life in a more fearless way. And this podcast, I would probably never be a professional audio person because apparently my insides do not like it when I talk a lot. But I was going to say this again. So I'm doing this fearlessly. I'm doing this differently just because you only, in a way, you only get one shot to experience life in this way. And I say this way physically, not this way spiritually, not this way based on any spiritual beliefs that you guys have. But in this current instance, you have this one shot to make things matter. Now, you could have reincarnation. You could be reincarnated and come back and try again. But as far as I know, I don't have any memory of my past lives. So, and the veil of the paranormal is unknown because I don't have the ability to see what's past the veil either. I do have feelings. I can sense things, but that is just more of a unverifiable value. So we're just kind of going to walk away from that one and not say any more. And if you guys are still listening, I promise I'm not crazy. I am just an introvert with a whole different view of how I view the world. And sadly to say, it still is kind of narrow because I am in America. So dumb American talking about things. So my ability to empathize is strong, but as far as knowing everything, no, not at all. So I'm sticking to what I understand is I have been in music since I've been a child. I've been playing piano since I have been a young child. I have always been in the orbit of music. I have never been in the true let's play in a band kind of deal. I've never been the true let's be a true artist. I've never been in the full 100% focus of just being in music, but music has always been a core part and fundamental of everything else I've done in my life. And so with that being said, hey, this is why I'm messing with podcast stuff. This is why I'm trying to understand more about lo-fi creation. This is why I have the studio. There's a lot of end results of what music has done. Without my technical knowledge of the little things I know about computers, I say very little because, yes, some people say I'm very good with computers. I still consider myself very middle of the road. And that's just because I know at every turning corner, there will be someone that is better. There is no way to say that you as a human can say, I am superior to every other human in every way. That is impossible, because the only way you can be superior is you are now a deity. And if you are a deity, you're no longer human. So that being said, I don't try to pretend like I have a God complex or if I'm better than anyone else. What I do is I observe, I communicate, I interact, and I make choices on who I continue to interact with, and I make choices with people who are meant to be part of my life and who are not to be part of my life. And that's the thing with this whole world is you can do what you can control and manipulate, but you are the master of what you can control and manipulate as well. So you're not at the mercy of someone else. You do have the ability to make the decisions to change things. And I find it fascinating that in games, a lot of people make these active and super bold and aggressive choices. What I do find fascinating is that same percentage of people that will make those active aggressive choices in their real life is a smaller percentage. I'm not going to run statistics, but I have the impression that most people will not stand on that same bold move with the consequences of whatever happens in real life. And I would say, in a small capacity, I am one of those people. I will make choices. I will take risks, but they will either be calculated, they will either be small, or they will not be in the same quote-unquote movie-level epic boldness that you'll see on the screen, but they are still active changes to affect my environment for the betterment of myself. And that is kind of like the core thought that I had this morning. And I'm going to talk a little bit more about just stuff that I've been going through a few weeks ago. And same with just Blue Sky and Glass Rose, because they kind of go hand in hand, tandem with each other as far as the creation process. The biggest thing is that Glass Rose is truly symbolic of what I would consider loss, or symbolic of you do have something missing, or there was something that was truly beautiful and you lost it. But the way the song ends, it does kind of resolves to, let's say, F major. The family of chords would be D minor, and I'm not going to go into the music theory because at a certain point, music theory just blurs. I'm out of practice technically explaining music theory, but there are chords that I choose that are within their same families, and that is why Lunar Lake is a very basic example of that, where you have that same solid melody up top and everything below it is moving, but that's because everyone is in the same family, everybody's related. So that's the short story. Same with Glass Rose. You have this melancholy start, you have this unstable tone, and you have a lot of hesitation, you have a lot of space. And when someone is going through something, when someone is having moments where they have mental instability, you will have that space, you will have that pause, you will have that questioning. You will have the what do I do, how do I move forward. Once a decision is made, once something is found, you will feel better, you will feel lifted, and you will feel like you can actually do this and get this done. Glass Rose is symbolic of the beauty and the fragility of these experiences and these existences. glass rose also can have a feminine kind of texture, but it also can have more, one could say possibly maybe a masculine texture as well, if you just really depends on how you can look at either the gardening or the caretaking, or in a way the thorns. The thorns would be a really good masculine symbol of that. But overall, emotionally transparent, understanding your own limitations and fragility, but also understanding your own true strength with your thorns, is kind of all the things you can say about glass rose. And while this is a short lo-fi creation, I still have a lot of way to go with mixing and producing and just everything else. That's a constant struggle to move forward with. There's still hope that you're going to get better. There's still hope that no matter what you're going through, there will be an end. There will be some sort of conclusion. And I do hope that that conclusion is a good one. So being someone like me that also, I have moments where I'm not my best. I have moments where I'm good. I have moments where I'm not bad. I have moments where I am bad. And it's just kind of all over the place sometimes. And from this point of view, a lot of men do not talk about it in this capacity. And I think even if you don't have it in a public space, even if you, let's say you do to get the professional help you need, let's say you just have this conversation with someone that you really care about, I think truly that more people should have these internal conversations with themselves to really find the true cause and true meaning of whatever's happening. So in a way, I could say my podcast could be an introvert's guide to navigating the future, because I do have way more satisfaction and way more inner peace with choosing to isolate in a positive way. Emphasis on isolating in a positive way, because isolating in a negative way and not having those good conversations with yourself, that will lead to destruction. And if you are listening and if you are in this situation, I really, really, really advise you to get professional help. I am in no way capacity to able to guide you through any of that. I'm not a professional at all. I do not provide medical advice. I do not provide legal advice. I do not provide financial advice. But the things I can say is these are my opinions on how I navigate and how I function in the world. So glass rose, huge symbol of resolution through any mental health struggles that you are having, symbolic of the fragility and the beauty of life, and the symbology of you yourself realizing, and the symbol of you realizing that you yourself are the master of your own universe. And so even though I said a lot in this podcast, even though this is basically one take with minor edits because for some reason I'm coughing, you know, I could try to retake this again. I could try to redo this show again. This could be major blunders overall, but you know what? I'm going to own this show. It may not be the best one, but it was truly a real episode. So I'm going to stop it here. This is episode 22 and 24 of the Beck and Mega Show. This is the worst music podcast in the universe. This is an audio blog. This is a general roadmap for how an introvert will navigate this very complex space. But you know, there will always be a conclusion. There will always be a resolution. There will always be a way to see it to the end. So enjoy the ending of Glass Rose. Hope you enjoy the whole song when it's released. And I hope all of you have a good life. Take care.